David Hartman's been farming in this area for over 40 years. Several of you may know him either through the Cash Basketball Program, where he's the coach, or through the homeschool networks that are around. Or you may know him from farming. His son Jonathan, good friend of mine, and Hartman Family Farms is, you know, what they're at the heart of and what they are looking to expand right now. If you've got farmland and you're interested in a couple years making a change or, shifting those that are currently farming to something else, I don't know what you're thinking, but if you're in need of a good family that's interested in expanding that good stewardship of the land that comes through a family farm, which is a little different than the way it is with a factory farm or corporate farm, then at least pick up the phone and give them a call, 457-6697. Talk to Jonathan or David over there about Hartman Family Farms. Or maybe you're interested in purchasing some land. They can help you with that as well. They can let you know where the auctions are and how you go about doing it, all of that. Go to their Facebook page as well, facebook.com/Hartman Family Farm. We thank also our friends over at Century Villa, quality and affordable health care, 705 North Meridian Street in Greentown, Indiana. You'll find them, it's half a mile north of that stoplight. Go in there. If you are going to make this decision about nursing care, this is not something you should make simply by looking at websites. Now, Century Villa has a great website, but I encourage you to see for yourself. Go in and witness firsthand what they do, the way they treat your family members as though they are their own family. Really does feel like home at Century Villa. Check them out. Thank them for being good friends of Attaboy. Don't forget, coming up on Friday, early in the show, we'll have an important announcement. Here about the Peter Hegg radio program that I want to make sure that you hear. Some exciting things in the works, and you need to know about it. I'm pretty anxious to talk to you about it. Have been for some time. So that comes up on Friday. Yeah, hour one, I don't know if I'll do it the very first segment, maybe the second segment, something like that, but it'll be towards the beginning of the program. Real quickly, let me get this in. New report that's out by the Government Accountability Institute. This is great. For all of you that are suffering economic malaise, for all of you who just found out because you're instructional assistants at a school or you're a coach at a school or something like that, you just found out that you're having your hours reduced because of Obamacare, that, you know, that was going to help you, and now your family's going to try to make up that money in the budget. If you own a small business, you've had to lay off workers, or you know that you're going to have to, you're barely making ends meet because of the foolish economic policies of this president, this will make you feel really good. Government Accountability Institute reveals President Barack Obama spent over twice as many hours on vacation and golf as he has in economic meetings of any kind. 474.4 hours have been in economic meetings. 976 hours have been on vacation and golf. The report that's out is Presidential Calendar, a time-based analysis. Now, what was their source? Couple things. The official White House calendar, showing what the president did, when he did it. Politico has a comprehensive presidential calendar that keeps track of all the president's movements and what he's doing. And also media reports through March 31st, 2013. That's how they calculated the results. So it's not just assumption. And the truth is that they were generous to Mr. Obama. How so? Well, they understated his recreational hours. Last year, Obama told CBS News that playing golf is, quote, the only time that for 6 hours I'm outside. Well, when the Government Accountability Institute counted a round of golf, they always assumed that it was only 4 hours. So if it really is the president out on the links for 6 hours, they gave him the benefit of the doubt. Now, also, same thing with presidential vacation hours. Because they understood presidents work while they're on their vacation, like a lot of people do, the researchers didn't take every single hour of his vacation and count it as a vacation or as recreation. No, they only contributed 6 hours of any day of vacation to leisure activity. Only 6 hours. The rest of it they counted as work. The study applied a similarly generous assessment to Obama's time spent in economic meetings. It counted anything on the official White House calendar, even remotely related to the economy, as an economic meeting. For example, when it said, quote, Obama meets with cabinet secretaries, or, quote, Obama has lunch with four CEOs, they counted those as economic meetings. Now, there was a presidential calendar analysis done last July, revealed that Obama spends little time in economic meetings. So I think that that's pertinent. I think it's significant. I think it's important for you to keep in mind, as the president is so cocksure of the fact that his big spending policies are so effective for stimulating economic growth. He hasn't spent enough time actually looking at the state of the economy in comparison to looking at the state of his ball on the tee to really know. Twice as much time on vacation and golf as he has spent on the economy. And that's being generous to him. I just thought that might make your day. Thanks to our friends of Attaboy Productions Incorporated, like those over at Gordo's Taco Shop. They're not engaging in leisure activity, except, of course, for the fact that they find great leisure in providing you the best Mexican cooking, the most authentic Mexican cooking that you're going to find anywhere. Let me encourage you to try the bean burrito. It's one of my personal favorites. I know a lot of people like the carne asada burrito. Chris, my producer here, big fan of the quesadillas over there, puts carne asada in those. You really can't go wrong. So check them out. Good friends of Attaboy Productions Incorporated over there at Gordo's Taco Shop. Also, thanks to our friends at Ben's Soft Pretzels. If you don't want the full Mexican meal, you might be interested in Ben's. Ben's Soft Pretzels is in the Markland Mall, stadium famous, and now in your backyard. Check them out, try the original, and try the dipping sauces. I know you will love it. You will. Back for more of the Peter Hecht Radio Show next.